Now remember, self-report data collection is the participants respond to a series of questions prepared by the researcher. The differences among the kinds of self-report data collection are all pretty much who's where when we're getting the data. Mail questionnaires, computerized questionnaires, group administered, personal interview, phone interview, a group interview in a smaller session, often called a focus group, and journals and diaries. All of these are responses to a prepared set of questions. Different areas of research prefer different data collection venues. For example, one of our faculty, actually a couple of our faculty, Brian Bornstein and Rich Weiner, have done a lot of work over the last several years on the difference between group-administered questionnaires, you bring everybody into a room like this, hand them a questionnaire and they fill it out, versus doing things online. There are some areas of social psychology, law and psychology, medical behavioral psychology, where the online data collection gives almost exactly the same results as the in-person data collection, cheaper, easier, faster. There are several other areas in each of those fields where the online data is absolute crap. You need to get them in, sit down with them, and get that information from them. Costs more, takes longer, bigger pain in the butt, way more resources, slows everything down, but sometimes different techniques are necessary to get the best and cleanest data. Phone interviews, for example. Harder to build rapport than a personal interview. Harder to get that eye contact, that good contact between people, so that you can get some of that best information out of them. But phone interviews, they don't have to look you in the eye. They don't have to have somebody there. They have that safety of slamming that phone down whenever they want to. In some areas of research, phone interviews allow us to get better data than personal interviews. In other areas, the personal interview seems to be better. One of the challenges to being a young scientist is knowing what kinds of data collection techniques work best for what kinds of research. And the only thing to do is keep reading, keep paying attention, and build up that repertoire over time. Self-report data collection, the big advantage is non-observables and mental behavior. You don't just get public behavior, your thoughts, opinions, attitudes, intentions, and plans. Again, let me emphasize that self-report data collection does not exclude experimental or non-experimental designs. You can do both. Self-report is just how we collect the data. If I want to know your opinions about some important social or political topic, depending upon whether or not you saw a particular documentary or read a particular flyer or something like that, I can set that up as either a non-experimental design. Hey, have you seen this documentary? Great, fill out this questionnaire. You didn't? Fill out this questionnaire. You're in two different groups. Or I can set it up as a true experiment, where I randomly assign who does and doesn't see it, and then collect the self-reports from the questionnaire. Data collection and design are two separate things. When somebody says they used the questionnaire, you don't know if the results can be causally interpreted or not. You have to know about the design. One of the ongoing challenges to any form of self-report is we are dependent upon the accuracy and honesty of the participant. We always are. We always are. There's nothing about observational data that guarantees that we're not being snowed or lied to. Remember, the whole idea behind non-disguised or undisguised participant observation was you had to habituate or desensitize them to the point that you got natural behavior. Make sense? So we're always worried about getting good behavior. There are ways to improve response honesty. Promises of anonymity or confidentiality. People are more willing to tell you more personal information if they're absolutely certain that it's not going to show up on a website somewhere. Also, you can develop rapport. You can build a relationship with the person so that they're more comfortable telling you more personal things. It is much harder to build rapport through a questionnaire than sitting down with someone. Also, There are ways to improve response accuracy in terms of the careful construction of questions and their sequence. Bob Belli, one of our cognitive psychologists, one of his big lines of research is deciding how to ask what questions in what order to increase medical history accuracy. If you get adults, especially older adults, and you just say, "So, what's your medical history?" You don't get much. You don't get much. You get about 15% of it. What Bob has worked out over the years with a theory, with a combination of theory and specific research that he's done, is he has figured out how to ask what questions in what order that maximize the triggering of memories and that maximize the rapport to greatly increase the accuracy of that medical history. So there's a lot that you can do with self-report.